This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callum.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Aurora Technologies, offering digital signage and menu boards for businesses and organizations of all sizes. Televisions or projectors can display your message, graphics, animated images, or videos at desired locations. More information is available at auroratechnologies.net.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Bishop Gene Robinson is coming to Fayetteville this weekend to be a speaker in the McMichael Lecture Series. Last week, he talked with Jacqueline Froelich, and we'll hear part of that conversation.
Plus, a new exhibit at one museum tells the story of another. The Shiloh Museum in Springdale is devoting space to the collection of the University of Arkansas Museum, a collection still intact even though it is no longer on permanent display to the public.
First, Arkansas tax revenues for January beat expectations, taking in 13.5% more than had been forecast. John Shelnut, an economist with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, says that's also 12% above this time last year.
We are up $83.4 million, or 2.9%. We will probably give some of that back as the income tax filing season progresses, but I would say we're on track to meet the fiscal year forecast, which assumes a $100 million addition to surplus funds.
Shelnut says the bulk of the increases were driven by a 10% jump in individual income tax collections, as some taxpayers sought to shift their income into tax year 2012 to avoid rate increases this year.
An Arkansas lawmaker is defending comments he made during a Tea Party rally last year at the state capitol. Republican Senator Jason Rapert says his comments, reported on by the publication The Nation, were selectively edited to make him appear racist. This is the segment that has been criticized.
I hear you loud and clear, Barack Obama. You don't represent the country that I grew up with. And your values is not going to save us. We're going to try to take this country back for the Lord. We're going to try to take this country back for conservatism. And we're not going to allow minorities to run roughshod over what you people believe in.
Rapert says he was referring to political minorities and not racial minorities. His comments have also been criticized for misrepresenting President Obama's appearances at the National Prayer Breakfast, saying he's never attended the event, when, in fact, the president has attended the event each year he's been in office.
The Arkansas House yesterday approved legislation that will allow churches to decide whether to allow concealed weapons. Some have raised concerns that allowing weapons could lead to insurance companies raising rates for churches that do allow weapons. But the bill sponsor, Republican Nate Bell of MENA, told his colleagues that hasn't happened elsewhere.
There's simply no logical reason to believe that insurance companies would single out Arkansas churches for such draconian policy changes when they have not done so in other states. Opponents of this bill have also argued that Senate Bill 71 would lead to visible handguns in places of worship and that this would be disruptive to worship. Our concealed carry law requires that the licensee keep his or her handgun entirely concealed and provides for revocation of their license if a firearm is carried visibly.
The bill, which passed in the Senate last week, was approved by the House by a vote of 85-8. Governor Mike Beebe has said he will sign it, but wants to work with lawmakers on the wording of the bill to address the concerns about liability.
There has been much talk about guns at the state capitol lately. A Senate bill that heads to the House Education Committee today would make sure schools know what to do in the event of an act of violence. District 30 Senator Linda Chesterfield of Little Rock introduced Senate Bill 93, and she says that it would mandate that the Legislative Council or the State Education Committee conduct a study. That study would assess schools' readiness to respond to acts of violence on their campuses.
What it would do is it would require or ask that each school district in the state create a readiness program in cases of, God forbid, school violence. It's a simple deal. It does what it says it's going to do. We need to know how many school districts are ready. Fort Smith is going through it right now. And other school districts, I hope, will be going through the same thing.
The reason Chesterfield proposed the study is that she is not in favor of a one-size-fits-all solution to address the problem of acts of violence at schools.
Each school will do it differently. Some will have in place guards at their school. Some will have in place metal detectors at their school. Some will have in place a signal that will say lock down all the rooms. It could be a number of things, but it would determine whether or not they're indeed looking at it, because I'm thinking that some school districts have not considered it. I would hope that it would be similar to what we would do in case of a tornado warning and make it become a part of the system's thought.
Senator Chesterfield's bill is one of a handful dealing with school violence or gun control that is on the House Education Committee's agenda for today. Two bills also on the agenda deal with allowing licensed and trained faculty and staff of state universities to carry concealed weapons on public college campuses.
For the second year in a row, the Northwest Arkansas area is ranked among the least expensive places to live in the country. The Council for Community and Economic Research has ranked the Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers Metropolitan Statistical Area the sixth least expensive urban area in the nation in its cost of living index. The index measures regional differences in the cost of consumer goods and services, excluding taxes and non-consumer expenditures. Northwest Arkansas scored an 86 on the Council's cost of living index. That's 14% lower than the national average. Compare that to Manhattan in New York, the most expensive metro area to live in, with an index value of 225.
Sparks Health System in Fort Smith has been named one of 75 hospitals in the country selected to participate in a new initiative designed to reduce costs to the Medicare system. According to the City Wire, the hospital was selected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to be a part of a bundled payments for care improvement program. Under the program, participating organizations will enter into payment arrangements that include financial and performance accountability for care related to a health episode as opposed to a visit-based payment structure. The model is expected to lead to higher quality and more coordinated care at a lower cost to Medicaid. Sparks is one of two healthcare facilities in the state participating in the bundled payments program, and it is the only facility in the northwestern portion of the state taking part in the program.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville will begin offering a doctorate in nursing practice beginning in the fall. According to the university, the degree will emphasize nursing practice and leadership rather than research. The doctorate program will use a hybrid delivery, requiring no more than 3 visits to campus, while courses will be delivered online. In addition, students in the program will be required to complete clinical hours under supervision. The program will offer 2 specialties, one a clinical nurse specialist track, the other an acute care nurse practitioner track. The program will be open to students with either a bachelor's or master's degree, but post-baccalaureate students will be required to take more hours than students who already have a master's degree.
Clear tonight with lows from 33 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 39 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect increasing clouds and a high of 63 in northwest Arkansas, mostly sunny with a high near 66 in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows from 43 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 47 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.